We don't know what we don't know, and we know it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, profiles the concept of uncertainty.
I have been trying to understand the notion of uncertainty, those unknowns, a term originally developed in the aerospace industry to characterize surprises, unknown unknowns, things you did not know you did not know. Natural scientists, special forces military personnel, and entrepreneurs encounter uncertainty in nature, in their adversaries, and in the marketplace. They employ two strategies, probing the world and exploding the uncertainty boundary. In the military context, you want to wade into uncertainty and prevail. You want to squeeze out uncertainty and then execute. To probe, they might use a particle accelerator, or go behind enemy lines, or test market a new product. They and their teammates do not play it safe. They go toward the uncertain. They improvise when their repertoire of responses is inadequate. Vigilant for the unexpected, they are also skeptical, for there is noise and misinformation. Their other strategy is to explode uncertainty's boundary, pushing it back. They have built more powerful accelerators, night vision binoculars, new product niches. Along the way, they develop a comprehensive picture, a theory, one that points to farther boundaries. They thrive on uncertainty and sacrifice. The challenges and the goal enliven them. If there is a difficulty, they redouble their efforts. They never give up. They handle what comes their way. They and their teammates are not taking bets. Their experience tells them they can control the dice and rearrange the board.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
It's killing me, and I'm certainly not asleep. Maybe I've gone far too